In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Let's continue our commentaries on St. James' Epistle. We ended last time with the verse 25th of the first chapter. He was saying, "He who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does." So, St. James, you know, focused on the advice, hear and do. Do not only hear the word of God, but you should do it, and you should see yourself in the mirror of the word of God to know exactly where are you standing. If anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. So he made it like an indicator. You can know how religious you are by the purity of your tongue. Because you know, just your talk, your speech will tell us if you are really a religious man, God's man, or you are just deceiving people, or artificially you want to be like good people. So, you know, from the heart, the tongue speaks. So whatever in your heart will flow in your talk. So again, do not believe in yourself as religious if you are doing many mistakes while talking, if you are just spelling many sinful words, so you still, your heart is not good. And you should see yourself in the mirror of the Word of God, and you should purify your heart and tongue. If anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their trouble and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. So, in order to brief what he said in the whole chapter, the first chapter of St. James, he said that the real religion, the pure religious man, you can see at least two major points: that he cares for the poor, he feels real love for the needy, he is the man who thinks of others, does not focus on himself and on his needs. And also he had another major issue, that he is purifying his heart. He is mastering his desires. He is following the rules or commandments given in the New Testament. So there is, you know, some interior virtue of purification and exterior expression of loving the poor and the needy and serving the people around. So you cannot be religious just because you are doing good deeds outside, if your heart is not pure, and you are not equally religious because your heart is pure and you do not care for others or you do not love people around. The first chapter given by St. James, you know, gave us an idea about the trials and the temptations, then the power of the Word of God, how to follow the Word of God, not just hearing the Word, but doing every single commandment. And lastly, he gave us the real religious man as the one who cares for the needy, and also he cares for his heart. The second chapter. My brethren, do not hold the face of your Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with partiality. Now he's speaking about another problem, what he called partiality. Partiality means that you care for someone and you disrespect others. You just look up to some people, rich people, important ones, and you do not care for the poor people or the ignorant ones. So you are not, you know, respecting everyone on the same level. Although all these are, you know, created on God's image, so they are equal before the eyes of God. And sometimes the poor are much better than the rich in their heart, in their religious relationship with God. But this world does not look respectfully to the ignorant or needy people. So if people of God like us, you know, think of dealing with people in this partiality, they are not very pure and they are not doing what God needs. My brethren, do not hold the face of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with partiality. And he will give us, as usual, an example. For if there should come into your assembly a man with gold rings in fine apparel, and there should also come in a poor man in filthy clothes, and you pay attention to the one wearing the fine clothes, and say to him, you sit here in a good place, and say to the poor man, you stand there, or sit here at my footstool, have you not shown partiality among yourselves, and become judges with evil thoughts? So, he gave us an example, which is common, that walking into the church, people may look up to the rich people and tell them, just come here, stand in the front, or sit here. And for the lowly brothers, you ignore them or tell them, you stand behind, or you just stand away. So in this way, actually, you disrespect people. And you are not doing what Christ should do. So this is the partiality he mentioned. He said that, become judges with evil thoughts. Which means, you know, didn't you judge your thoughts? Don't you go to the mirror and see and judge yourself that you had a bad thought? Because You dealt with people just because of their appearance. You couldn't see their hearts. You couldn't see the image of God in them. You couldn't see the eternal life of these people. Maybe the rich people will not go to the kingdom of God, and the poor people will be the gainers of the holy kingdom. So how do you deal with these people? Listen, my beloved brother. Has God not chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he promised to those who love him? So, St. James mentioned that the poor people are more considered before the eyes of God because they are rich in faith, usually. They believe in God more than the rich people believe, because many of the rich people believe in money, believe in themselves, believe in their relationships, but they cannot trust God enough. The poor people can easily trust God because they have nothing to trust anyway but God. So he's saying again, listen, my beloved brethren, has God not chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he promised to those who love him? Remember that the disciples themselves were mostly poor. And most of the prophets and apostles in the New Testament were also poor. And most of the saints in the history of the church were poor. Some of them were rich. So money is not the issue, you know. But poor people can easily be people of God. Because they can love each other. They can, surrender their life, they can hope in God more. But the rich people, you know, as given by the Lord himself, it's not easy for them to catch the kingdom of heaven. It's not easy. Because, you know, the narrow road of poverty is the road of the kingdom of heaven. But you have dishonored the poor man. Do not the rich oppress you and drag you into the courts? So when you look carefully, you can see the rich people are behind most of the problems. But the poor people are not the cause of most of the problems. The poor people, you know, accept the dishonor. They, you know, endure the disrespect of the community. They endure many suffering while living in this world. So these people, carrying their cross, following the steps of the poor Christ who lived in our land as a poor man, they are ready to reach the kingdom of heaven more. Let's read it again. But you have dishonored the poor man. Do not the rich oppress you and drag you into the courts? Do they not blaspheme that noble name by which you are called? Many of the rich people, you know, could not accept our faith. And moreover, they dishonored the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, because feeling rich, feeling powerful, feeling unneedy, you know, they never believe in God. They do not need Him. They do not call for Him. But the poor can easily believe the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you really fulfill the royal law according to the scriptures, look again, the royal law, it's the perfect law. And this is another name given by St. James to the law of the New Testament. Some people may say, do we have a law in the New Testament? Even just love people and love God? Yes, but there is a law. The commandments given by the Lord Christ in the Sermon on the Mountain, and these commandments briefed by St. James, are the royal law, the perfect law given by the Lord Himself. If you really fulfill the royal law according to the scriptures, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. This is the old commandment and the new one. Love is never old. Love is the only commandment given in both testaments. Just love God from all your heart, all, whatever, and love your neighbor as yourself. So if you fulfill this commandment, you do well, but if you show partiality, you commit sin. Because by partiality, you cannot love people as yourself. You yourself will not accept that people do not respect you because you are poor. You will not accept it. So if you put yourself in their shoes, you should respect them. And you should deal with them on the same level as anyone, as even rich people. If you show partiality, you commit sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. So you will be considered as transgressor because of this sin of partiality. For whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all. Some people may focus on praying, focus on fasting, focus on, you know, praising God with songs, giving their donations to the church, but still they have this sin of partiality. Doing this sin, still they are considered transgressors. And if you fail to fulfill one commandment, you are just a failure, because you insulted Christ Himself in these poor people. Whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all. For he who said, do not commit adultery, also said, do not murder. Now, if you do not commit adultery, but you do murder, you have become a transgressor of the law. So he is giving us an example. If you focus on one commandment and ignore the other, still you are a transgressor. You did not fulfill the law. So if you fail to love and respect the poor, now you are a transgressor and you failed to love God as needed. So speak and so do as those who will be judged by the law of liberty. Always speak and do, reminding yourself that you will face Christ Himself and you will be judged by His law, the law of liberty. Remember, he mentioned the law, the perfect law, the royal law, the law of the king, and now he's telling us the law of liberty. Because we are not anymore slaves, we are sons and daughters of God Himself, but still there is a law, and this law is the law of liberty. We are, with our free will, we are God's children. So we love Him and love all His children in the whole world with the same level if we want to fulfill the commandments given in the law of liberty. For judgment is without mercy to the one who has shown no mercy. So he considered this sin of partiality is kind of you are not merciful. Because if you are really merciful, you will feel the poverty of these people, you will respect their needs, and you will care for them much more than you care for the rich people. But if you do not do any mercy, you should not expect mercy from God. Judgment is without mercy to the one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. If you are merciful, if you respect and honor the poor people and ignorant people, now doing mercy, you will be mercifully, you know, treated. So mercy triumphs over judgment. Do not judge people, but just look to them with the eyes of the Lord. He is always merciful. And if you have this mercy, the mercy triumphs over judgment. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone said he has faith but does not have works? So he started a new point. The new point is some people may have faith, but their life, their work does not express this faith. They are different in behavior than what they believe in. But the pure man, the man of God, what he believes in, he lives in. So he's saying that if you have faith, let your work prove this faith. But you cannot have the faith and your deeds are much different than what you believe in. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? So he asked this question and the answer is no. Faith alone cannot save anyone. And this is important because in our Orthodox belief, we believe that works, that struggle, that, you know, our acts shares in our salvation. We cannot say because we just Christian, we will catch the kingdom of heaven. No, we should live as Christian. We should do like Christ. We should follow the commandments. We should carry our cross. So it's not only what we believe in, but what kind of life we lived. Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Again, he's giving everything in a simple way. If a needy one, a poor one, he needs clothes, he needs food, and you just prayed for him, and you have the, you know, the fortune to give him the clothes and medicine and food and whatever, and you just want to pray, actually you did not fulfill the commandment. There is no profit out of what you had done. You done nothing. So prove your faith by your work. If you are real Christian, you should love people in action, not only in words. What does it profit? Thus, also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. So for those who just believe in Christ as God and maybe believing in the church, the sacraments or whatever, with no deeds, with no Christian life, actually they will be condemned. So again, that's a new mirror. We should face our behavior, our life. Are we doing what exactly we believe in? Are we doing what God's will want us to do? Or we just believe in Him and live our life differently? Glory to God. Amen.